Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I feel like the Yankees are in the driver's seat, and it's just a matter of time before they move on and take on the Seattle Mariners. And by the way, maybe I shouldn't put the Mariners in the ALCS so quickly, but I just feel like that's going to be the case, and I think it'd be a great matchup. But isn't it odd to feel like that? Even last night when it was 6-6, I'm like, this game's over. 6-6, tie game, plenty of time left to go in that game after the fifth inning, whatever it was. And I'm like, this is over. The Yankees are going to win it. And I think the Blue Jays feel that too, BT, which is why I think they're dead in the water.
Oh, man, I wish I felt it the way you felt it. I don't know what Toronto's feeling, but these things, when they have a tendency to shift on a dime. I mean, emotionally, you could feel it. Now, there's also times, like sometimes we're selective in what we recall. Like in real time, we felt like it was about to change in the favor of our team, and it doesn't really finish that way. Sure. We kind of just we kind of forget about that series. I do believe the Yankees win tonight. Again, like a broken record, I'm worried about playing up there. Not that I don't think that they could win, but they've looked like a different team up there.
Brian is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you? I don't know if you remember me. I was Brian from Bermuda a few months ago. Now, unfortunately, I'm Brian from Bridgeport.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, that's a tough sled in there. You got to get back to Bermuda there, Brian.
Yeah, maybe next year. I got a Yankee point, but before I do that, could I plug a local charity that I'm involved in? It's a very prominent one.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm the executive officer of the Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans up here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we are hosting our Tunnels to Towers 5K Run Walk event on October 18th. This is our second year doing it. It's a totally grassroots organization, and last year we raised over $85,000.
Nice.
This year I'm at $125,000,
wow.
And it looks like I'm going to hit over 100, maybe close to 140.
Yeah.
It's a full 5K walk run. We have a full party afterwards. I got Sally's Pizza making pizza for 1,000 people. I got Jersey Mike's dropping off 1,000 sandwiches, free everything after the race.
Hey, Brian, do me a favor. Yes, do me a favor. I don't know if you tweet. I love that. First of all, amazing endeavor for a great cause. Somebody, if you don't do it, send me a DM. It's open with a link and some stuff where people could jump in on that and help contribute. Maybe get you to 200,000. I'm going to help you out with that, but you got to send me a tweet, okay?
Okay, is that like the X thing?
PC? Yes. I don't know what that is. Yeah, just find somebody who knows it. Yep.
I will. Okay. I will.
And I know Brian, a big fan of the show, also a big fan of Surfsides. He was drinking some Surfsides. Let me know about that.
Bermuda, he better be. Jeez, come on, man.
Yeah, and Sal, I sent you the email. I was drinking Surfside on the bus. We did the John Vassalone Day Parade down in Raritan, New Jersey a couple weeks ago. He was a Medal of Honor winner from Vietnam. We did from World War II, our Port 5 Color Guard was down there marching. So
God bless you guys, man, and that's thank awesome. You for your service. All right, what do you got about your Yankees, Bri?
Well, I'm pumped up. I'm like you, Sal. I'm pumped up. And you know, you guys are talking. I'm a huge Mattingly guy, just like you know BT. I was at game two when Mattingly hit that home run.
Yep, so was I.
Paid $20 for the ticket. It was $25 face value. I tell you how it was. We were so far up in the left field bleachers that we couldn't see Ruben or Sierra in left field.
Ruben Sierra, yeah. There you go.
But It was great. I got great feeling for tonight. I think we take it tonight, then we go back to Toronto. It's the gritty Yankees that come all the way back from 6-1 down this time, just like they did against the Braves. And Jimmy Larich did pull Wallers. So
yes,
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go.
Good call.
Thank you, Brian. Good luck with the charity event there.
Send me something.
I appreciate it. I'm going to get on that right now. Thank you very much.
You got it. We will help you out. There's no
he
doubt.
He did email. I'll give you some of the info there.
You got something?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so we want to help out with that. Question for you. Let's say, because there's no way Schlitter's doing what he did the other night. If he does, then he's just a different breed and he's more special than we think he could be. So I do think he pitches well, not quite like that. Let's say I want to give you a specific scenario and I want you to tell me what you would do if it's Boone. Because this is one thing that I think the Yanks will hit. I think Schlitter will be good. What's the bullpen move? Let's say Fifth inning, one out. And the Yankees are up 2-1 or 3-2. They're up a run, fairly low scoring game at that point. First and second. And again, this one out. Pitch count is high. He's grinding. You don't love the way he looks. He's a kid. You want to go. You have to go. You think you've got to go to the pen. Who are you calling?
Yeah, it's a great question. I still think probably Cruz in that spot.
In the fifth.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? They did that again last night. He was the first guy out in a trusted spot. Put it this way. You're not going to go to Williams or Bednar that early.
No.
I mean, I guess you can make the case that if you think it's a dire spot, you go to Williams there and just use him for the two innings there. And we saw Mendoza do that with Diaz in the final day of the year with the Mets, just trying to keep the score at bay.
We've seen that before.
I mean, that wouldn't be that outlandish. I would probably go, assuming it's a righty, like you said, if it's a lefty, Tim Hill, it's an easy call. If it's a righty, I'm probably going Cruz. I mean, there were really only four pitchers you want to see tonight.
And we know them all.
Yeah, Schlittler, Williams, Bednar, and possibly either Cruz or Hill, depending on the situation.
Warren cannot pitch tonight. Luis Gil cannot get out there tonight.
I wouldn't even go Doval. I'm not running the risk with Doval myself.
You know, I almost forgot about him. But again, he threw well. I'd rather see Doval more so than Warren or Gil. At this point. And there's no way Luke Weaver could pitch tonight. Yeah. Like, Aaron Boone.
He's not going to put him in. He knows
better. I'm just saying. I mean, but
not in that spot.
I don't think so, but probably not. No, I mean, you'd have a little more wiggle room. I don't even want to see that. I mean, it's 11:30. It's a 7 o'clock game. There's a good chance that Boone's in his car right now listening to the show because I know he listens to the station.
Maybe not during the season.
Well, depends on the result. Hey, if you lose tomorrow, don't listen, man. If you lose tonight, I mean, don't listen. No, but he's listening possibly. And Aaron, if you're hearing this, there's no way you can let Luke Weaver pitch tonight unless it's a rout.
I'm sure he's pulling over right now to jot this down and make sure he gets hold of that note.
Sal,
right,
if he's got to jot it down, then I'm disappointed that he doesn't already know that. There is no way that he trusts that. They can say what they want, and Weaver can say what he wanted in front of his locker stall, and he answered like a big boy the other night. Hey, I'm going through some stuff and this and that. He owned it. He wore it. He cannot pitch tonight, period.
Oh, BT and Sal, the fan. Mike is calling from New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
BP, we win today.
One game at a time,
we win today.
Yep.
Okay. Where were you watching the game last night? Were you at the stadium?
I was in my living room with the entire family. Yep, all four of us.
I was wondering if you heard the ball ring off that telephone pole.
I didn't hear it. I thought I would hear a little reverberation and all the different camera angles, and I've been watching them all this morning. I did not catch the clank. I didn't hear one. I wanted to.
I know. I wanted to, too. But listen, Yankees win today. They know what they need to do. This is going to be unbelievable tonight. I'm going to be inside that stadium. Killer Cam on the mound. And what I want you to do is when you guys go to break, you know that song Killer Cam by Cameron?
Yeah.
Have that song playing all day today when you guys go to break. And Sal, nobody needs to hear your Met things today, this, that, and the other thing. You sit back and you watch tonight because it's going to be unbelievable.
What Met thing have I been saying today, Mike?
Must-see TV.
Mike, what Met thing have I been saying today?
Well, you know how you are, Sal. You're like, if Soto was in the playoffs, it would have been better, this, that, the other.
Mike, I didn't say that.
Listen, you always got to comment, Sal.
Mike, it's my job to comment. I'm doing my job. What have I said that's been unfair to the Yankees?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Mike, BT. Mike, you buy Mike. What have I said that's been unfair to the Yankees? See, it's guys like that I am going to get on my hands and knees tonight and pray to the sports gods that the Yankees get crushed. I want them out! Out! It is guys like that. I have been nothing but fair to the Yankees. and he's putting words in my mouth, saying things I'm not even talking about. I can't wait till the Yankees get eliminated. Maybe it doesn't happen. I don't think it's going to happen this series, but I will pray to the sports gods. Pray to, I don't care if the Mets never win another World Series, as long as the Yankees never win one. That's what I'm going to say to the prayers tonight to the sports. Pretty, pretty please, sports gods, get the Yankees out!
What about the good Yankee fans who aren't called up, you know, pestering you? Come on, what about us?
Those fans I feel good for. Those fans I feel good for.
At the end of the day, that dynamics, that's just going to always be there. You know, it was there in the 80s. Like, I was. See, it's funny. This plays out on social media now. This plays out on the air. And it's fun, it's interesting, whatever. But this is what we would do in the street, like in the 80s. And again,
well, the 80s, there really wasn't much.
Like, I was coming as the underdog. I'm coming like, well, Madden, not underdog with the first base, but the underdog from a team perspective, like this is nothing new to me. It died off for a long time because the Yankees got so amazing and the Mets couldn't, well, they got there, but they didn't win. And now it's different with Soto and Cohen, but that's what I remember on the streets.
It was weird because growing up, I never hated the Yankees. In the 80s, it was just, and I didn't really know any better. There was no reference point. The Mets were the premier team in town. The Yankees were fine. They had some star players. Like, I liked Mattingly, Winfield, Ricky. Henderson. Yeah, whatever. So it was never hate. And then in 90s, like, I actually used to live in a world where I thought the Yankees would never win the World Series. That's just how it was for a long time until 1996. And then again in 98, 99, and 2000, we know the history of the Yankees. So it was easier to hate them for having that success. But to me, like, you got to be fair. I think I've been nothing but fair to the Yankees. Matter of fact, I thought they were going to win the division this year. They didn't. I was surprised by that. I thought that they were going to wipe the floor with the Blue Jays this series. They haven't yet, and I think it's going to be that way the next 3 days. But don't call up and put words in my mouth. I didn't bring up the Mets. A caller brought that up before talking about the Mets. The Mets are dead. They're irrelevant. They're out of it. So don't be saying that, oh, so you said this and you always got something. That's disrespectful. I'm not going to tolerate that crap. And for you, our last call, you, not everybody else, not the good Yankee fans, for you. I hope you feel pain tonight when the Yankees get beat.
What did I text you Sunday? Not the part that you don't have to say on the air, but about what you said on Sports Night. About, like, think about how...
Oh, right.
There was two things. That, you know, not the other.
Well, I was saying on Sports Night that...
You thought the Yankees were going to wax them.
Yeah.
And destroy them.
And that's kind of what you saw last night. Now, also remember, a big reason why the Yankees haven't waxed them, they're starting pitching in their offense. It's not like the Yankees have been kicking the ball over the place or their bullpen hasn't been good. Like, the Yankees' biggest areas of concern or weakness to me have not been... a major problem so far throughout the entire postseason.
Game one, Louis Seal, 2 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 home runs. Game two, Freed, 3 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, 1 home run, and then Rodon with 2 1/3, 6 6 1.
That's MetLife,
dude. Yeah, if you showed me these numbers before the start of the series, I would have thought today was the funeral.
Yeah.
There's no way the Yankees would still be alive after that.
But again, now flip it where the bats are hot and at home. The only question is going to be, can the Yankees go up there and beat the Blue Jays in what's going to be a hostile environment?
Yep.
Potentially against a nasty pitcher who they didn't. No, but again, it's going to be the second time that they see him. They got that machine that they could work on to get a better feel for him. Like, I would feel much, and the Blue Jays are going to be as tight as can be. All the pressure in the world back on them.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah, it's funny. I believe that sometimes, and then sometimes I don't. And I've got to get a little more evidence tonight to see what Toronto team shows up. Like, if they lose Toronto and it's crisp and they don't look sloppy or overwhelmed or some egregious managing decisions, then I think that they'll be ready and maybe not quite so tight. But if we see a little bit of last night trickle into tonight, I mean, they might be walking into their own house in a body bag.
Yeah,
game five.
That's exactly right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.